morning, Jason.
Hey, Mr. Katzenberry. Thanks so much for taking the time to call in.
I'm fine. It's just you. Please call me Jeffrey.
All right. Before we get started, first of all, I mean, how this coronavirus thing is crazy. Are you staying safe? What are you doing for that?
Yeah, I think today may be day 26. So, you know, like everyone else, I've been sheltered in place. Just, you know, my wife and I together and, you know, kind of hunkered down and, you know, I've been working super, super hard, so it's been a nice distraction, to be honest. And, you know, it's a challenging time for everybody and all of us, each in our own way.
Absolutely. And that's what makes your new venture here, Quibi, so exciting, because it's, you know, it's a mobile streaming thing we can do from home. So, you know, just start off and just give us a description. What is Quibi?
So Quibi is a super premium subscription service only for your phone with tons of new original content made by the very best talents and creators in Hollywood. It uses a brand new technology that makes shooting content for the telephone look beautiful in a way that you've never seen before. So full screen, beautiful, beautiful video. Whether you're holding your phone vertically or horizontally. We have the best talent in Hollywood making content for us, like I said. So Jennifer Lopez, Will Smith, LeBron James, Reese Witherspoon, Chrissy Teigen, Chance the Rapper doing a new version of Punk, Spielberg, Guillermo del Toro, Kevin Hart. I could go on and on. It's an endless list, fortunately. So there is something for everybody. 500 original episodes, 50 series, and all different types and sizes. So there are movies and chapters, and everything is less than 10 minutes. So this is really made for your in-between moments that you have in your day. I think it's unlike anything anybody's seen before, and for the next 90 days, you can get it free.
Awesome. Take me into the idea behind making it. I mean, this is exclusively, you know, this is meant for your phone, the palm of your hand. That's where society is going. You know, was the idea sort of that we're not only technologically we're moving towards, you know, handheld stuff, but attention span wise, right? Is that the idea behind short form content?
I think it's a little, so all I can do is say to you that for me, like I think many, many of your listeners is that, you know, for the last 6, 8, 10 years, I've actually been quite enamored with and entertained by the stuff that I've been able to watch on my phone. So whether it's YouTube or Snapchat or Instagram TV or TikTok, I mean, these are things that are actually fun and I've had a really good time with them and continue to, but you know, I come out of sort of more traditional Hollywood storytelling, and so the, you know, aha moment for me is what if we could bring our form of storytelling to this new form of watching? So could we make content for people who are on their phone, on the go, and just make it beautiful and that it's real narrative storytelling? That's not better or worse than what you're seeing on these social media platforms. It's just different. So I love what they're doing, but I actually think this is just unique. And so here we are a year and a half later, and as I said, the most talented people in my community of, you know, making, you know, the movie and TV animation community have all turned out and made, I think, really, really fun, really entertaining content to be watched in a similar way, on your phone, on the go.
Awesome. You mentioned that it's, you know, obviously it's, you know, some under 10 minutes, you know, TV shows and the like. Explain what you mentioned, something interesting about that there are movies broken up into chapters. How does that work?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we have, you know, we're bringing back a new version of The Fugitive, and it stars Kiefer Sutherland and Boyd Holbrook. And it's that same concept of an innocent accused of a crime they didn't commit. They have to prove their innocence before you know, the police get them. And it's a cat and mouse story, and this new version is set here in Los Angeles and a new storyline for it. But it's told in 14 chapters, and each chapter is between 6 and 10 minutes long. And so there's a, you know, there's a, sort of think of it as a beginning, a middle, and an end in each chapter, and each chapter ends on a cliffhanger that makes you want to come back the next day for the next chapter. And over the course of those 14 chapters is, it's a two-hour movie.
Gotcha. And then you can just watch them back to back to back, I guess, and watch them do that Peter Pan off the dam.
You can, you can, but most people, I think, will come back each day for the next new chapter because we publish an episode every day. You can wait and binge it if you want to, but mostly this is about filling those in-between moments that you have during your day. If you're going to want to sit down and watch an hour or 2 hour show, I think you tend to do those things on a TV set or a laptop. You tend to do those at night or on the weekend. And so this is meant to be for all these in-between moments that we have in the course of our day, which even now with us all sheltered in place, we have lots of in-between moments, you know, in between, you know, homeschooling our kids or, you know, doing the chores or actually, you know, your office work if you're working from home. So all of us have lots of in-between moments, and that's what we're trying to give people, you know, something super quality and premium for those moments.
Awesome. Now, how did you come up with the name? How did you come up with Quibi? What does it mean?
Well, quick bites. If you take the words quick and bite and you sort of compress them together, you get Quibi. And so that's sort of where it came from. And of all the hard things that we had to do, this one was actually pretty easy.
Gotcha. Quick bites. Okay. All right. I'll make sure to pass this word that that's what it means. All right. Well, you know, what lessons, I mean, you ran Disney Animation and DreamWorks for a while, the animation departments, and so you come with a lot of that. But take me back in, I mean, that you probably presided over the greatest, in my opinion, stretch of Disney movies there with the Renaissance. When you entered in the 80s, you know, what is it true that the animation department was, you know, on the ropes, almost bankrupt, and until you had the idea of, like, let's make these things like musicals?
Well, unfortunately, well, that was Walt Disney's idea, not mine. So, yes, the studio was in pretty dire shape when Michael Eisner and I showed up there in 1984, and they really hadn't had much of a success in animation and hadn't made many, and the ones they were making actually were not among the best. And so, my thing was just to return back to the roots of the company and to the founder and really the entrepreneur that created animated movies, which was Walt. And, you know, fortunately, there was a very rich archive of his work product that was a roadmap for me and, more importantly, for, you know, the rest of the animation company. And so we literally just went back to, following what was, beautifully laid out, almost a prescriptive path to making animated movies. And, you know, I think, you know, it took us a while, but we sort of found that groove. And so, you know, Little Mermaid and Roger Rabbit and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and Lion King and, you know, the sort of string of movies came out of that.
Awesome. And real quick, how proud of you or what you put over at DreamWorks when you jumped over with I know that was with Spielberg too, right? To make Shrek, and
yeah.
That was it sort of things became a little postmodern. That was sort of some fractured fairy tales going on, and we all ate. Any lessons from running your time with DreamWorks?
Well, again, being in partnership with Steven Spielberg and David Geffen was, you know, a dream come true. And so, you know, it's that thing as I spent a decade at Disney and then 2 decades at DreamWorks and, you know, had a lot of fun making those, you know, Shrek and Kung Fu Panda and How to Train Your Dragon and Puss in Boots and all of the, you know, wonderful movies that came out of those years, and very rewarding and very exciting. But, you know, that chapter came to an end and, you know, I wanted to start over and do something, you know, new. And for me, Quibi is the next big opportunity, and I hope maybe you and I can have a conversation 10 years from now and, you know, you'll be hopefully as entertained and inspired by the creativity and uniqueness of what, you know, we're going to do in the next 10 years is, you know, those 10 years at Disney or 20 years at DreamWorks. That's my hope. I'm so much more interested in what's in front of me than what's behind me.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll hold you to that. And, you know, in 10 years, we'll do a Quibi retrospective, and hopefully it'll still be chugging along, except we'll have to do it in 10-minute segments, all right, sir?
There you go. Perfect. Much appreciated. So remember, Quibi is free for the next 90 days. So I just want people to know that, you know, in this stress and distress moment in time, here's a little escape and something that maybe bring them some laughter and happiness and joy. So that was the big plan of, you know, we decided to keep on our path and launch now, but rather than having to ask people to pay for something at a time in which they're probably got other priorities, we decided to make this available to everybody free.
Cool. And what does it go to after 90 days?
$4.99 a month.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Jeffrey Katzenberg, everybody. Thanks.
Have a great day.